Where have you been? No, don't walk away from me. Come here. Come here. Is that alcohol I smell? Have you been drinking? Come with me. Right now. Don't test me, boy. I'm not in the mood. Drink that. All of it. Okay. So where were you? A friend. What friend? This is the second time in 2 weeks you have gone out without permission. I can't prove exactly that you were drinking on the previous occasion, but I do have my suspicions. Would you like to tell me why you are acting out this way? Now, I know it has been difficult living with me and your father. It's a big adjustment. I understand that. And while I may only be your stepmother, I am still your guardian, and that makes me responsible for you when your father is not here. So you don't just get to choose when to leave and enter this house. You do not get to make up your own rules as to what to do. I am to be obeyed in my house, do you understand? I beg your pardon. Would you like to say that again? All right. I have now lost my patience with you. Come with me. Right. Now, pull down your trousers. No, I'm not joking. Pull them down. Unless you want me to do it for you. Good. Now lay across my lap. One more smart remark from you, and this will last a lot longer than I initially intended to. Right. Now we're going to start with a few warm-up smacks on top of your underwear. Stop squirming, you're only going to make this worse. Has your father ever spanked you before? Well, I'm not surprised with the attitude you have. You certainly need a firmer hand in this house. Okay, now I'm going to pull down your underwear, and we're going to start. Oh no, that wasn't the punishment. I said that was the warm-up. We have to warm up your cheeks so that they don't have a bad reaction to the proper spanking. Right, now we're going to start with 10 on the right cheek, and I want you to count them. If you lose count, we start over. Understand? Very good. Good. You didn't lose count. Okay, now let's switch cheeks. 10 on the left cheek. All right, good boy. Now, I'm just going to rub your bottom, try and get the blood flowing properly. Right. Now we have 20 just spread across your ass. Are you ready? Oh no. You miscounted. We have to start again. No, don't start moaning. Hey, get back on my lap this instant. one more outburst like that, young man, and we are going to be here all night. Do you understand me? Now, I never, ever administer these kind of punishments while I'm angry. So you and I are just going to take some deep breaths. Good. Are you going to try and get off my lap again? No. I should certainly hope you won't. It's all right, you can cry all you want. Okay. Shh, shh. It's all right. It's all right. Oh, you poor boy. I know it hurts, but this is for your own good, you understand? You have been acting out a lot recently. You won't talk to me. You won't talk to your father. I really did not want to have to resort to this, you understand? But you pushed me too far. And when bad boys act out, they have to get punished. Do you understand that? Yes, what? Yes, mom. Or yes, mother, if you prefer. Right. Now stand up. Bend over, put your hands on the coffee table. I'm going to take out your belt, and I'm going to give you another 20. Now this is going to hurt a lot more than the smacks you received on my lap. I don't want to see any squirming. Now you can cry and yell out as much as you want. The neighbors won't hear you. It's good to let it out. You can cry like the lost, confused, ignorant little boy you are, and just let mummy take care of you. Okay, good. Now let's begin. That's it. Let it all out. Let it out. Good, you're doing so well. All right. Two more. Good. Okay. Now get back over my lap. No. I don't hear any protests from you. Are you starting to accept that you deserve this punishment? Good. Now, I'm just going to smack you for as long as I want. You don't have to count anymore. So just lie there and let mummy punish your naughty bottom. Now what are you not going to do from now on? You're not going to disobey, very good. You're not going to drink, very good. What else are you not going to do? You're not going to go out without permission, again, correct? What are you going to do? You're going to obey me, good boy. Are you going to be good? Are you going to do your chores properly? Are you going to ask permission before you go out with your friends? Are you going to be respectful towards me? Good, okay. Oh. What's that I feel? Sweetheart, has this spanking made you hard? No, don't worry. It's a perfectly natural reaction for some boys. I actually prefer this reaction from boys. It means that they know their spankings are good for them. And you certainly know that, don't you, darling? So, stand up. Now I'm going to lean back on the couch and I want you to straddle my lap, facing me. Come on, let's cuddle. Good boy. Would you like to suck on mommy's breasts? Would that make you feel better? Okay. There you go. Good. That's right. Suck harder. Good. Show mommy how much you need her love. Oh. No, you don't touch mommy's breasts. That's naughty. You get to nurse, but you don't get to touch. Big boys get to touch women's breasts. You don't. Okay, let's switch the other breast. Oh, that's nice. I love taking care of my baby. You know, darling, I understand how much of an adjustment this has been for you. You haven't had maternal attention for a very, very long time, haven't you? And every boy needs feminine guidance so they don't do naughty things like you do. Because I know you're a good boy deep down. What's that? Oh, you just wanted me to love you. Oh, darling, I do love you. No, don't ever think that. Don't ever think that. I sometimes get very angry with you because you are often a naughty boy. But I know deep down you're good. And I know you are capable of being respectful, sweet, and obedient as long as you have a firm hand. Which I will admit, I have neglected to provide for you. Because I wanted to give you time to settle in. But now, it's time for me to take you in hand from now on. And to that end, sit up. Oh, look at it. It really needs attention. Spit into my hand, so we can get it nice and slick. Okay. Now, I'm just going to start rubbing this lovely little cock up and down, up and down. That's right, baby boy, moan for me. Moan deep. You've been longing for this, haven't you? How long? Oh, darling, I'm sorry I neglected you for this long. You really needed a good firm hand, didn't you? Okay. Now I'm going to keep my hand still, and I want you to thrust up into it. And come whenever you're ready. That's right, just thrust up into my hand. Show me how much you want it. And let me tell you, from now on, things are going to be very different around this house. You are going to be the best boy you can possibly be. You are going to say yes, mom, and no, mom. You are going to do your chores. You are going to be respectful. When your father and I sit at the dinner table, you do not get up until you are given permission. You are going to go to bed at an early hour so you are ready for the next morning. You are going to maintain strict hygiene and a strict study and exercise schedule. All under observation from me. And if you stray from the path I'm setting you on, you get that. And let me tell you something else. Naughty boys that disobey their mums do not get to come. Coming is a privilege women give men. And if you want to be successful in the future with women, you are going to have to learn how to please them, how to do as they say, and how to be a good boy. I bet I can find you a nice, dominant wife who'll know exactly what to do with you. How does that sound? No, darling. You're a little bit young for that, and quite frankly, not nearly well-trained enough. You will need significantly more training and discipline before you are ready to be a husband to a proper woman. But don't worry, that's what I'm here for. Are you close, darling? Good, thrust faster. 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 Can you feel my breath on your ear? My hot breath on your skin. Thrust for me. Thrust hard and fast. Show me exactly how you could please a woman if you were allowed near one. There we go. Good boy, come here. Come here to mummy. Let me comfort you. Shh. All right. Now, it's already very late. So you are going to go upstairs, have a shower, brush your teeth, put on your pajamas, and I'll be in very soon to kiss you goodnight.